2, 1, drop it.
Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts, back at you, ESPN Junior.
And I'm Reese Zito.
And today, we're going to be recapping the start of the 2019 MLB season. We're going to be talking about how a few teams, such as the Rays and Mariners, have gotten off to such a good start and why. We'll also be talking about how some teams, such as the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs, have gotten off to a slow start. This is Dylan Pitts. We'll come back to you. Don't leave. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese Zito.
And we're back at you at ESPN Junior. So first, we're going to be talking about how the Seattle Mariners got off to a strong start. And why do you think that is, Reese?
Probably because of their hits.
Yep. Their batting has been amazing to start off the year. So we looked through all the stats of hitting in the MLB right now, and we have a top five. Number one, Seattle Mariners.
Number two, LA Dodgers.
Number three, the Texas Rangers.
Number four,
the Philadelphia Phillies. And number five, St. Louis Cardinals. But the reason why we have them in this order, oh, and also six is Atlanta Braves, seven is New York Mets, and then eighth is Milwaukee Brewers, ninth is Arizona Diamondbacks, 10th is Oakland Athletics, and then 11 Chicago Cubs, etc. And this is mainly because I have Seattle up there because of their runs. I mean, the Dodgers, who are second, have 136 runs.
Seattle Mariners have 160.
Exactly. That's 24 more runs than the Dodgers. 24. And most teams, would you say, are averaging about 6 runs a game now?
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't how it was back then in old days, but it is now. That is 4 games that the Dodgers would have had if they're scoring 6 runs a game. It's pretty good. In their hits. Okay, it's kind of close. The Dodgers are 211. Seattle's 233. We're not going to talk about that, really. But doubles. Seattle had 47. Dodgers had 38. Okay, 9 doubles. Okay, fine. 4 triples for Seattle. 5 triples for Dodgers. Not that big of a deal. But here's what it really comes down.
Home runs.
Yep, home runs. The Dodgers have 38. That's pretty good for a start of the year. I mean, the Dodgers have Cody Bellinger, who's just been on fire to start the year. He had 10 homers already. But Seattle has Edwin Encarnacion. How can you compete with that, with the way he's been starting? Like I said, the Dodgers have 44 home runs, and Seattle has 56. That's a 12-homer difference. Get 2 Cody Bellingers and you might be a little bit competitive. But RBIs, here's another huge thing. Seattle has 158 RBIs. That's great to start the year. But the Dodgers only have 132. That's a 26 RBI difference. Like I said, that's 26 runs getting scored. They're just getting more runs, I mean. I'm sorry. But Dodgers have a 264 batting average. So does Seattle. They both have the same batting average. Look, those come up because they're not getting enough bases. OBP. This is what's funny. The Dodgers have a better OBP. Than the Seattle Mariners. The Dodgers' OBP is 357, while Seattle's is 343. 17. I mean, it's a difference, but it's not like a 50-point difference. And then for the slugging percentage, I mean, they're just hitting so well. a 516 slugging percentage for Seattle as a team. And Dodgers have 489. Like I said, they're doing very well too in the slugging. But you can't compete with Edwin and Encarnacion. You just can't. On base plus slugging, Seattle is 859. Dodgers have 847. I mean, this is crazy. They're both just a great hitting team.
I mean, that's what you would expect on the number one team.
Exactly. Well, no, what do you mean? I mean, that's so high.
Like, that's just like them right now would be what you expect on what their other teams are.
Yeah, I guess that's 12. Okay, fine. We're not going to talk about Texas, Philadelphia, and St. Louis right now. But when we get back at you, we'll talk about the Rays and Blake Snell. We'll be right back. Don't leave. This is ESPN Junior. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts, and back at you at ESPN Junior.
And I'm Reese Cito.
And in this segment of the episode, we'll be talking about the Rays' strong start, especially with their pitching and Blake Snell. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is their stats with their team pitching. Sorry if I sound like this, I got a little cold. So the team ARA is 2.95. I mean, it's hard not to have a good pitching staff when you got Blake Snell leading the way, even though he's gotten hurt, I mean, but it's hard not to. You know what I mean, Reese?
Yeah, that's just really scratchy voice you got.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So, as I said, the ERA for the team is 2.95. That's pretty good. I mean, that's averaging about 3 runs a game. With the amount of home runs that are being hit in this day and age, that's you'll be okay with that. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, when you see good pitchers, their ERAs, when you think good, is around 3, 2.5 around there. So that's a pretty good start for the Tampa Bay Rays. So here's another big thing. Their strikeouts. So they have the most strikeouts in the MLB already with their pitching. 270 strikeouts already.
Oh my.
And as I said, Blake Snell leading the way. I mean, he's just a young god. But leading the way with 270. Going back at you with that ERA, I just want to say real quick, they're first in the league with ERA with the 2.95. But going back to strikeouts, that's a big part. I mean, with the strikeouts, though, that's 3 pitches. I mean, if it's a full count, that's 5 pitches just to get to that full count. If you're striking out, you're throwing more pitches. But kind of like how on the Cubs with Yu Darvish, he's striking a lot of guys out, but he's throwing so many pitches in those at bats that he's just getting over his pitch count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez.
270 is pretty high. So, So about that strikeouts, 270 is pretty high up on the chart, especially with especially with most teams having fairly good amount of okay people, I have to say. Now so as you know, 270 is pretty high again as a strikeout. So, Dylan, what do you think about strikeouts?
The strikeouts?
In general, like, what would you think it takes, hard work, effort, to get there?
Well, I mean, Blake Snell, that's who I really want to talk about today. Blake Snell, that's who I just... but Blake Snell, he's just got a lot of that natural talent. I mean, he's got a lot of work ethic, but he's just got a lot of natural talent. So when he's struggling, he can use that natural talent to come back. That's why he's just such a good player.
Yeah, he has hard work, and then to back it up, just good talent.
Yeah, and then like I told you about strikeouts.
Oh, wins and losses.
The wins and losses, yes.
Percent, 0.667 for team totals.
Exactly. That's, go that the whole year and you'll find yourself in the World Series, probably. But yeah, and here's another thing. The whip, walks and hits per innings pitched. That's looking pretty good, too. I mean, 1.105. That's 1 point. That's averaging one hit or walk every inning. That's how good the Rays pitching staff has been. I mean, listen to this. Listen to this starting rotation. Tyler Glasnow, Charlie Morton, Blake Snell, Yanni Chistorodios, Ryan Stanek. Pretty good starting rotation. But, I mean, I feel like Blake Snell's carrying this team in pitching. Do you agree?
Yep.
But yeah. And that's it for the Rays pitching, and we'll see you back in a minute. Don't leave. Hello, this is Dylan Pitts, back at you, ESPN Junior.
And I'm Rizito.
And now we're going to be talking about the shaky starts the Chicago Cubs and Boston Red Sox have started off to. So first, we're going to be talking about both those teams' pitching stats. This is not looking too good, especially for the Boston Red Sox. So, for the Chicago Cubs, we'll talk about them first because they're higher up in our rankings for pitching. Chicago Cubs pitching, their ERA is 4.07. I mean, you want that to come down, but like I said, while they have guys like Javier Baez and Jason Hayward starting off really well, and guys like David Bode, they'll be getting knocks in and RBIs. So, I mean, I'm not too concerned about that.
Yeah, let's go back.
One second. But their bullpen is what has made them awful. Carl Edwards Jr. was sent down to AAA while Kyle Ryan was brought up. But Carl Edwards let them down. Agreed?
Yeah.
He just let him down. But the Chicago Cubs, batting average against .244. That means they're not giving up hits. When they are pitching well, they're pitching well. .244. I mean, who wants to see that happen? I mean, that's what Bryce Harper hit last year. He was trash last year.
Okay.
But the strikeouts, .241. I mean, see what I mean? They need some more overpowering arms, but when they got guys like Yu Darvish, who's getting a lot of strikeouts, Cole Hamels and John Lester, Jose Quintana's coming back up, Kyle Hendricks, Manifi, but guys like who I said, when they're pitching well, I mean, the Cubs are doing well. But, and I think that's about it for the Cubs pitching.
Wins and losses, though?
Well, I mean, that's just all around. Now we're going to go to the Boston Red Sox. Oh, yeah, they're right there. So they have a 5.19 ERA. So it looks like Chris Sale has been a little bit shaky. But I think everyone's disappointed in them. I mean, after their season last year, winning the World Series, I think they were, this is just my opinion, I think they were like, kind of like how the Cubs were in 2017 after they won the World Series in 2016. Yeah. They were like, ugh, in 2017. But I think they just partied too much.
Yeah, maybe cocky a tiny bit.
A little bit. But like I said, with the Cubs, .256 batting average against, that means when Boston Red Sox are pitching well, they're pitching well.
Strikeouts, .265.
.265, that's looking pretty nice right
there.
Yeah,
it's five away from what we talked about, Rays.
Yeah. And that's about it for the pitching. And now we're going to go over to the hitting side for both teams. So, start with the Chicago Cubs because they're higher up on the hitting for the Boston Red Sox. The Chicago Cubs have started amazing on offense.
Yeah, runs.
I mean,
look at their runs. 143.
They're batting. Their batting average for a team is .257. I like to see that come up a little bit, like I said. Mm-hmm. But not every team can hit super high. I mean, the highest batting average team on here, it looks like, is Houston batting .271. I mean, that's not too far off from the Cubs. But like I said, .257 batting average. Slugging percentage, .446. I mean, see what I mean? They're getting those big hits. I mean, Like I said, Hayward's been delivering lately. David Bodie, I mean, he's just been outstanding with his 2-homer night the other night. Jason Hayward, Bodie,
RBI?
Javier Baez. I mean, I don't know what to say about that guy. Sometimes he's 0-4 with 3 strikeouts. Sometimes he's 4-4 with 2 dingers. I mean, he's just up and down. But those RBIs, 137. Yeah. Wow, Seattle has 182. But anyway, Encarnacion is as hot as he could probably get. Like in baseball, not the other way.
Not the other way.
Their OBP 352. See that come up a little bit. The home runs 38.
OPS.
Okay, fine. Their hits 232.
Oh yeah.
They're one of the best hitting teams in this league. I mean, listen to this lineup: Albert Almora Jr. leading off, Chris Bryant batting second, Anthony Rizzo batting third, Javier Baez batting fourth. You can have Jason Hayward batting fifth. You can have Kyle Schwarber up there, who's got so much pop. You can put David Bodie in there, who's going to be a young star. I mean, they just have a very, I feel, complete team. And once they get Addison Russell off the suspended list, and once he comes up to join them, he'll be helping, especially on defense, maybe a little bit on offense. But that's something I want to talk about a little bit. The Addison Russell, he was suspended for beating up his wife and for maybe having child abuse. I mean, everyone makes mistakes, but I feel he let the Cubs down a little bit.
Yeah, he took it way too selfish.
I mean, he has to control himself. And this isn't the first time that happened. He has to control himself.
You just can't go into something and then mess it all up. It's not fair for anyone else.
I mean, this is happening in all sports now, which is getting kind of scary. Jerry Rice did it back a while ago. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt did it this year. And now Russell, I mean.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I see Russell down in the ballpark, he's always has a smile on his face. He's a good guy, but I think he's one of those guys that's a little bit different on and off the field. And he just made a mistake, but I just hope everyone forgives him. All right, now go to the Boston Red Sox for hitting. They are 22 on our list. Their OPS 706. I mean, their hitting's been pretty good. Those home runs, though, 51. But I mean, when you have JD Martinez and Mookie Betts, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
And Xander Bogaerts.
Batting average.
Batting 235. That's not enough. You've got to get some more base hits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of crazy. Slugging 389.
Runs are 120. I mean,
that's so. I mean, in the middle.
For that place, I guess that's what you think.
And then ours, RBIs, 111. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And total bases 362. Iffy.
Just feel around.
I think that's about it for all we have. You think so, Reese?
Yep. I mean,
and that's it for our episode today on the MLB season start. We'll see you next time. This is Dylan Pitts, your host at ESPN Junior. Come back for our next episode. We'll see you.